Daf is Daf Chav Gimel, beginning the third parak Zeborer. So the Mishnah begins Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha. So Lachis Dinei Mamonos has to be three Dayanim, and the Gemara is going to explain how this works exactly. But you need three Zeborer Lo Echad V'Zeborer Lo Echad. Each party, each one picks their Dayan or their Bezdin, perhaps. V'Shneim Borin Lo Ahot Echad. And each the Dayanim pick a third party Divei Rabbi Meir. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says that Borolo Echad Mashmash Zeb Borolo Bezdin Echad. The implication is that one party, let's say Reuven and Shimon are having a dispute. Reuven picks one Bezdin, Shane Gimel, that's a total of three. Vizen, now Shimon Echad Hareshi, he picks another one, Hareshisha, now you got six Dayanim. Vishne and Borolo Echad, now both Dayanim, the six Dayanim now, pick another party, another Bezdin, that's a total of nine. We're always going to ask what's the need for nine dayanim. We already learned the first mission, the Masechta, you only need three for Dina Mamonos. But that's the Havamina of Shitas Rabbi Meir. So then the Mishnah quotes Chachamim Omer Mishnei Dayanim Borin Lo Ed Echad. So then he says two dayanim pick another aid, dayan rather. Echad Zeh Posa Dayan Oshazeh, Zeh Posa Dayan Oshazeh, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So then Rabbi Meir says each Bezdin can pass to the other Bezdin. He can knock everyone out. They have the ability to do that. But Chachamim Omerim, Masai, when is this all true? Bizman Shemevi Alein Raya Shane Kroven Opsulin. You don't have the right to just knock anyone off who you want, only if it's a situation where there's proof that that dying's a relative or that dying's a puzzle, or he's a gazan, or whatever the psul might be. Aval ima yuksher and a mumchim ni pibezdin, ain't yachol the poslin, says the Chachamim. If they're qualified individuals, they're kosher, then there's no right for some other bezdin to knock and puzzle these ones out. Zeh posel ed yoshozev, zeh posel ed yoshozev. This guy is able to passel the aid of that guy, and this guy is able to passel the aid of the other one. That's all Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omer, no, can't be true. Amasai, when is it true you could disqualify his aid? It's only Bizman, Shemevi, Alein, Raya, Shein, Kroven, Opsulin. Only if they're proofs that that guy is a Karov, that guy's a passel. I mean, Imma Yikshen, if they are kosher individuals, Eino Yachol Aposan. You have no right to disqualify his aidim. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara now wants to first figure out the first machlokas of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir felt that this, you pick one Bezdin, the other guy picks another Bezdin, then they pick a third Bezdin, totaling nine Dayanim, and Chachamim says, no, each one picks one Dayan, and the Dayanim pick a third Dayan. So what's going on here? Ma yizeh borolo echad, vizeh borolo echad, what's the understanding? B'tzlas asagi. Why does each party, according to Rabbi Meir, need to pick a whole entire Bezdin? To have a total of nine Dayanim. We know it's enough, b'tzlas asagi. Three individuals, three Dayanim are sufficient for being a bezdin for dinei mamonos. So hachi kama, the Gemara says, kishezeb borla bezdin echad. In a situation when that guy, when Reuven picks one bezdin, and then Shimon says zeb borla bezdin echad, he says I want a different bezdin. So then the lach is shneim borlin lehen od echad. So in that scenario where each one wants to go to a different bezdin, so then Rashi explains here. Look at two narrow lines down. Shneim borlin lehen echad. You can't force, Reuven can't force Shimon, and Shimon can't force Reuven to go to Bezdin he doesn't want to go to. Bezdin, they have to now come up, they have to agree upon another Bezdin of three that they both agree to go on. So Gemara now says, where do we go here? Afilu Lova Matzi Ma'akev. Does this mean that the Lova, the guy who borrowed, is he really allowed to prevent the Malva? The Malva, the bank says, I want to go to the Bezdin A. And Reuven the Lova says, I don't want to go to Bezdin A. I want to go somewhere else. Is the Lova really allowed to do this? The only true by the Malva, that the Malva is able to force where to go. The bank could force where to go to the Bezdin. About Lova, Kofen also, the Dun B'Iro. But the Lova, you could force the Lova to go and come to the hometown of the bank and the Malva, and the judge there. So the Gemara says, so there we see that the Lova is not able to be Ma'akev, which Bezdin, he has no say at all. So the Gemara says, no. Halcha, Kedama Rabbi Yochanan, Barakal Shibasuria, Shanu, Halcha Nami, Barakal Shibasuria, Shanu. This whole debate, where the Rashi explains that they're not B'kin B'din Torah, so therefore, even the Lova is allowed to be Ma'akev. The Malva wants to go to some random Bezdin that has no qualifications. In that case, Lova says, I don't want to go to such a Bezdin. I want to go to a real Bezdin, a Bekin. So that's the situation where the Lova could also decide to go to a different Bezdin. But in a situation of Amumchen, if the bank has a certain hakfada to go to the Bezdin of his community, of his town, and they're full of mumchin, in that situation the lova has no right to be ma'akev the where to go to as the bezdin. The Gemara is going to explain at the end of the parak the reason for this. Going to explain at the end of the parak that because since the malva did a chesed for the lova, so the eved ish lova, I forget exactly the pasuk, but the lova is an eved to the malva, so he's subservient to whatever the malva wants. He has to follow the malva. But again, that's only a situation where the malva wants to go to a mumchin, a bezin, a mumchin. If he wants to go to a bezin of a kar shebesuria, so then the lova could even be makif. So then the rapapa comes along and says, Amar filu tema mumchin. Even if the malva wants to go to a bezin, a mumchin, kigon beidina dravhuna udravchista, the kamerlei mika metarchan el chalacha. So, no, even if it's two about the dinam of mumchin, such as Rav Huna's and Chista's, that were next to each other, Rashi explained it to Tadvai, B'machad Makum, they're one place, so even the Lova has a say, because there's no tircha involved. So if there's no tircha, the Lova could put his own input in. But if there's going to be a tircha to have to schlep to some other city, then we ignore what the Lova has to say. But again, if there's no tircha, so then even the Lova would have some say of where to go. Now look at Tosas. Tosas writes here, Kigon Beidina the Rav Huna the Rav Chista, Damar Le Maika Betarchin Elcha. There's no Tircha. They're both in the same place. Peiris Bekunchus Shehayu B'Makum Echad. Lo Nihira. Doesn't make sense to me, says Tosas. Damrina the Gemara in Erevin Tamech Beis teaches us that the Rav Chista Lo Haya Mor Lufnei Rav Huna. Afil Biyasa Bekuscha. The Akolshkin the Din Lo Haya Osa Befanav. Rav Chista wouldn't passkin a very basic Shaila in front of his Rebbe Rav Huna. So certainly he wouldn't open up a Bezdin in front of Rav Huna. So how could Rashi say that they had a batidinim in the very same makom? So he answers, "V'nir li shayu smuchin zel zel chutz l'gimel parsos." They were separate. The din of the iser to be mor haron from your rebbe is only gimel parsos. So he was gimel parsos away. But regarding the tirch of a bezdin of going to one bezdin to another, apparently further than gimel parsos does not qualify as tircha. That's considered one makom legabe two batidinim. But legabe the mor haron b'fnei rabo is not considered the iser if it's further than gimel parsos. That's how Tosos gets out of this. The Gemara now quotes from our Mishnah, Tanan. Chachamim omim shnei dayanim borin lo et od echad. That the Chachamim said that each Reuven picks one dayan, Shimon picks another dayan, and the two dayanim pick a third dayan. Now v'isak adayta kita kamrinan, bezdin basar depasalu azu baru lo bedina achrina. So if it's true what we initially had thought, that this whole conversation is referring to when it says bzeh bor lo echad means one bezdin. So now what we're saying is after one Bezdin picks, first Reuben picks one Bezdin, and Shimon says, I don't like your Bezdin, I want to pick a different Bezdin. So how could that be? So after we disqualified Reuven, and Reuven disqualified Shimon's, so now the Mishnah suggested that each of the Badadinim that are disqualified now pick a third Bezdin. How could that be? After they've been disqualified, how then can we allow them to have a say to pick a third Bezdin that we already don't acknowledge as Bezdin? Again, Reuven picked Bezdin A, Shimon picked Bezdin B. Reuven says, I don't like your Bezdin. Shimon says, I don't like your Bezdin. Those Batidinim are disqualified. And now Chacham say that these Shnei Dayanim, meaning these Shnei Batidinim are now disqualified, are going to pick an Od Echad. Reuven doesn't agree to Bezdin of Shimon, and Shimon doesn't agree to the Bezdin of Reuven. So everything gets thrown out. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, oh, moreover, my Zeh Borer Lo Echad, v'zeh Borer Lo Echad. This one picks one, this one picks the other one. That language sounds like it's referring to a... where Rashi says here, Od Maize Bore Mashra Dehachidina, that's the halacha. Not simply that bidyeved, that's what we do, but it sounds like that's lichachila how we're supposed to be doing it, now that we're disqualifying batidinim. So the Gemara therefore throws out this whole conversation that we're not talking about each party picking an entire bezdin in its own right, elahachi kamar. Kishezeb borlo dayin echad, vizeb borlo dayin echad. When each party, when Reuven picks one dayin, Shimon picks another dayin, so then the halacha is shneim borin lohen od echad. Then the two dayanim pick a third dayin. So my shnada of the hachi. What's the reason for doing this? Why not just agree upon? Why have this whole like lottery system? Just pick three dayanim that you both agree to. So Gemara says, Army b'marav in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they would explain, Mishmei de Rebbe Zera, Mitoch shezeh borolo dayin echad, vizeh borolo dayin echad, shem borolo ed echad, oda echad, hayatza hadin lamita. Since each party is going to pick one, Reuven is going to pick one dayin, Shimon is going to pick a dud dayin, and then they'll pick a third one, then it's going to lead to a chudin. How is that going to lead to a chudin? So Liz Machlokes Rashi Tosos. Rashi writes Yata Din Emes La Amito. Halfway down, Rashi explains the Taiti Baladinim they're going to listen. That's what it's going to mean. Not that the psak din is going to be more correct or not, but the fact is that they're going to listen, because if you give a person a vote and then they vote on something, so now they feel like they're part of it and they participated, they're more likely to listen. So again, the Taiti Dina, they're going to listen to what's going on here. And Hachayv, Harei Ani Batzmi Berarti Ve'echad, the Hachayv guy, the guilty party, is going to say, I chose one Dayan. Had he had the ability to find some place of innocence, I am a hapich, he would have. So therefore, everyone has their own representative on the Bezdim, and therefore even the guilty party is willing to pay if he needs to. I believe Tosis argues here. Tosis writes, Kadesh Yotzah Hadin Lamito, he quotes it from the Rivan. Shafila Chayiv Yifra Baratzon, even the guilty parties willingly, he will willingly pay. The Yomar Kushya Dayana, they gave up Sakdin, that was correct. Shani Batzmi Berarti Echad, fine, is that the line I wanted? One second. Hold on. I remember when I learned this a while ago. At the end of Tosfos, he quotes from the Yatzah Din. He said, Yatzah Din Lamito, below Avas. There won't be any mistake. Shehu Ha'inyan Shaka, it's going to be even. Lo Yibra Mehapchen L'chov, Vlo Mehapchen L'zuchos L'hapech. Could be wrong now. I mean, I can't look at it right now. It's too much. But I think Rashi's focus was on the Balei Dinim listening to it, and somehow Tosfos focusing on the Psak Din becoming the Emes. It might be a Machlokas, I'm not sure. Fine. So then back to the Gemara, the two dots, three wide, medium wide lines down. The Gemara says, Chachamim Omrim V'chule. So Neima b'di Rav Yehuda amarav kemiflgi. They're arguing about Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda say? What does he say? Dam Rav Yehuda amarav ein eidim chosmin al ashtar elim kein yodim mi chosim imahim. The eidim should not sign on a document unless they know who else they're signing with. They don't want to sign with some other party that is puzzle and mevatel the eidus. It looks like it's very embarrassing for them. So therefore, you have to know who's signing. So therefore, what's a machlokas? The Rav Meir less say the Rav Yehuda amarav. They don't hold of such a din. An eid is allowed to be part of it. And according to Rabbanan, Islay Rav Yehuda, they hold Rav Yehuda, you have to know who's going to be signing on with you. Why? So Rashi explains here, Rabbanan Islub de Rav Yehuda Hilkach Dasa Dayanim Ba'inan Shivaru Mi Yashiv Imahin Adam Hagun. That the Dayanim have to be aware who the third party is. That's according to Chachamim. But according to Rabbi Meir, that no, you pick two Dayanim, and then the two Bali Dinim pick the third Dayan without the consent of the two already appointed Dayanim. Because Rav Meir doesn't have this din that the other Dayanim don't have to know who else is on the Bezdin. Now the Gemara is assuming here that the din of Dayanim is the same din as the Eidus. So the Gemara says, Amarav Olo, not true. Chuli Alma Islu Davihud Amarav. Everyone holds it this way, that you have to be aware who's signing on the shtar with you. V'dasa Dayanim Chuli Alma Lo Pligi Debainan. And the Dasa Dayanim, everyone agrees as well, they have to be aware who's going to sit on the Bezdin. Ki pligi, when is the machlokes, whether or not das bali dinim, whether the bali dinim have to be aware who the dayanim are. Rabbi Meir Savar, das bali dinim nami bainim. They also have to be aware, and their input makes a difference. But Rabbanan Savri, das dayanim bainim, das bali dinim lo bainim. Now, once Reuven and Shimon pick one dayan for each, so then those two dayanim can pick a third party without having to discuss with the bali dinim according to the Rabbanan. And that's how we paskin. The Gemara says, "Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ein Eidim Chosmin Al Ashtar V'Chulei." That again, you should not sign on a shtar unless you know who else is signing with you. Tanan Nami Hachi. The Brisa says that Kacha Yu Neki Hadas Yishu Bishlaim Osim. This is what the very special people of Yishlaim used to do. Lo Hayu Chosmin Al Ashtar Elam Kin Yodim Yichosim Imahen. They wouldn't sign unless they knew who else was signing with them. And further, Lo Hayu Yoshin Badin Elam Kin Yodim Yoshiv Imahen. They wouldn't sign a din Torah unless they would know. And further, lo hayu nichnisim besuda alim kein yodim mimesiv amahim. So too, you should be aware who's coming to go to the suda with you. I've been to sudas where you've been with people you're uncomfortable with, and it could turn to conversations where you really wouldn't want it to lead to. So this is sometimes insulting, but when you ask it, you want to find out who else is coming to the meal. But it's a nikiyah das Yerushalayim would be doing this. It's also very true that you don't want to come to if you know you're getting a certain kibud at a wedding, you want to find out who else is going to be signing that ksuba or being aid kedushin, because it could be quite uncomfortable if it's someone who you may not recognize as an individual who should be signing or testifying. So it's important to know if you guys ever have these kibudim.
I'm usually the one that says you shouldn't have me as anything.
Well,
I'm that guy that says you should not have me.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Fine.
You say that's Das Yerushalayim.
Yeah. It's true.
Is what
killed Yerushalayim.
It's true. But this is not because of the Sinas Chinam.
There's a reason.
Right.
It might be a reason.
But I thought it was more interesting because this is a halacha. So why do they dafka quoting the key, Dasu Shibishalayim? Everyone should be having this halacha. Unless the fact is that they extended it even to the Suda, there's no din of that. That's not going to affect anything as much as the Adayin and an Adis. Maybe that was their extension. I'm not sure. Gemara now says, Zep posa dayanu. Each party is able to disqualify the other Dayan. Kol kamine de posa dayanu. They have the ability just to disqualify a Dayan because I don't like that guy, he's done. How do you have the right to do that? So Amr Yochan Berkar Shibisu Yashanu. Hava Mumchin La. No, only when it comes to people who are not qualified. When there's Mamish Akar Shabasuya who are not Bekin, so then I could say, I don't want that guy. He's not a qualified individual. But referring to Mumchen, people who have got smicha and respected and well known to be Tamid Chachamim, then no one has the right to disqualify them without any proof. So the Gemara says, Midikatani Sefer, for the fact that Sefer says that, quote, Chachamim Omrim, Emasai Bezman Shem Mevi Rayash, and Krovim Apsulin, Avaim Hayush Ksherim O Mumchen, Mipi Bezin, Eni Yachal Poslan, that Chachamim say you could only disqualify a Dayan if you have got proof, but if you don't have proof, you can't. Doesn't that seem to imply, Mechlal, to Rabbi Meir's Mumchen Nami Kamar, that Rabbi Meir would allow you to even disqualify Mumchen even without Rayas? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar. Aval Ima Yuksherin, Nasu Ke Mumchen, Mipi Bezin, Veeni Yachal Poslan. Chachamim don't say you require mumchen. Not only mumchen are protected from your disqualification, but even non-mumchen. If an individual stam a kosher guy and you've got no proof against him, we view him as having the status of a mumcha mipi bezin, and you have no right to disqualify him. That's according to Chachamim. While Rabbi Meir holds that no, only mumchen are protected from disqualification, but a stam kosher person who's not a mumcha, even in that case, Rabbi Meir would permit one to disqualify him. The Gemara brings a raya toshma. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. They said to Rabbi Meir, lo kol hemnu sheposu dayin shemumch l'rabim. So they say to Rabbi Meir, you don't have the right to disqualify mumch l'rabim. Who are you to say that? So you see from here that Rabbi Meir would seemingly allow one to disqualify a mumch l'rabim. Against what we just said. We just said before that everyone agrees a mumch is completely protected. The only thing the machlokes was a kosher, somewhere in the middle. But this price clearly indicates that a mumch l'rabim can be disqualified by Rabbi Meir. Mar says no. Ema lo kohemno shaposa dayan shem chuarabim aleim. No, you don't have the right to disqualify an individual who's a kasher who they gave him the status of being a mumcha. He's not really a mumcha, but since he was kasher, Chachamim said he has such a din. He's protected like any other mumcha, even though he's not really a mumcha. And that's how you have to reread this statement of Rabbi Meir. And Tani Nami Hoch, the Brisa says the same idea. Liolam posa leholich achi kabbalah bezin shem mumcha lerabim. Divei Rabbi Meir, that you could disqualify any dayan you want until you've gotten to a bezin that's mumch l'rabim. So even Rabbi Meir agrees that mumch l'rabim is protected from any disqualification. So Gemara says, "Vaha edim kim mumchin dami." Aren't edim? Don't edim have the same status as a mumcha? And Vama Rabbi Meir, zeposa edav shozev, zeposa edav shozev. You are able to disqualify the edim, and the edim has a din of a mumcha because the edim don't require to be bekin. They don't have to be talmid chachamim. The qualification for an aid is that as long as a guy is not kar apostle, he's called a mumcha. That's the highest status of an aid. And yet we still see Rabbi Meir could disqualify an aid. So shouldn't we say just like he could disqualify an aid, he could also disqualify a mumcha l'dayanim, the mumcha l'rabim? Mar says, ha itmar Allah, amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said on this, pekadosh yomar, the pekadosh, the holy mouth would say, that what? Tani edo. An aid echa, not a dove with a yud, two aidim. An aid echad, he's able to disqualify. But a dove, shnei aidim, that even Rabbi Meir would not allow you to disqualify. Only an aid echad you could disqualify. The Gemara says, why are you disqualifying an aid echad? What's an aid echad going to accomplish? He's useless by himself. Aid olamai. Ilei malamamun, if the aid is testifying that one owes money. Rachmana pasi, the Torah already disqualifies an aid echad. You don't need the Bali Dinim to disqualify an aid echad. Ilishvua. If it's a shvua, so then that the eight echad can mechayev a guy to take a shvua. Well, hemuna mehemun kibetrei. The lacha is an eight echad could be mechayev a shvua. He has the same din as shnei edim. He serves the purpose of shnei edim. So then a person shouldn't have the ability to knock off an eight echad for a shvua. So where is there a situation where we have an aid who's not quite a mumcha, that's less than a mumcha that Rabbi Meir would allow you to disqualify? So the gemara says liolam lemamun. Really, you're talking about a situation of money. And lo tzricha, talking about a situation de kable Allah kibetre. is this concept of Kibbul Alayo that the Gemara talks about. This is the first introduction. Maybe we saw it earlier in the Masechta, even the first parak, that Kibbul Alayo Kibetre, where two people are fighting. Reuven says, I know, Shimon, you've only got one aid. I trust you. I trust your aid, Echad. And I am giving him the credibility of two aidim. I'm viewing him as two aidim, though he's really not two aidim. So now the Reuven says, you know what? Even though I said before I'll accept your one aid as a two aidim, now I want to disqualify him. So that's the case. Rabbi Meir says, "Kamash v'lan dematzi haderbei." Even though initially Rabbi Meir felt that you can accept an aid echad kibetrei, you also have the ability to be chozer and disqualify him since he's an aid echad. But shnei aidim, no one has the ability to knock him off because shnei aidim have the din of mumchil rabbin. Tanina, the Mishnah says, this is the Mishnah we're going to be seeing, I think in the bottom of Chav Dalet or so. The Mishnah says, Amar lo neman alai abba, neman alai avicha, neman alai shloshe roi bakar. So let's say the Bali Dinim say, I'm going to trust your abba to be a judge. Your father could be a judge. My father will be a judge. We can even trust three roi bakar, three herdsmen who are not bekin in Torah. We accept upon ourselves to trust them as judges. So what's the law if you kibul alai, if you took upon yourself, even though they're not really qualified, but you subjectively were willing to? So Rabbi Meir Omer, yachal achzerbo, you're able to retract, even though there was a Kabbalah, you could still retract. But the Chachamim Omer remain a yachal achzerbo. Chachamim say, once you've accepted upon yourself these dayanim, then you are not able to retract. So the Gemara says further now, oh, this gets complicated. Okay, Gemara says further, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Dimi, I didn't look this over before, Amar Rav Dimi, Brei, the Rav Nachman, Brei, the Rav Yosef, could go on the Kiblu Alayu Bechad. Let's talk about a situation where they accepted upon themselves as one. What's going on? Rashi explains here, Amar Rav Dimi, Hadi Katani, Neman Alay Abba, could go on the Kiblu Alayu Bechad Dayan, the Yeshnaim Kisherim Imo. It's a situation where you only accepted one of them, one of these Psul Dayanim, to be a Dayan. But there's still another two. Vafilu hachi came in the pasim deraisa matzi haderbe. Hachanami came in the chal mamon lo miskasher matzi haderbe. So we simply bring a. So what's the idea here? So this is a kasha here.
I guess it's not such a chiddush that you can be chozer with just one person who you allowed to now act as the baladin. But here you have a real beis din. You have three people. Only one of the three is puzzle that you accepted upon yourself.
Yeah, I think the saying is from Tanina. It's a repeating the same halacha. The Mishnah here clearly says that you can be chozer. Rabbi Meir can be chozer even though it's kibul alayu. So why would the Mishnah here by the eid echad, which is also now a case of kibul alayu, why teach the same halacha that you could be chozer? It's a repetitive. So Gemara says no. The answer is tzricha. You need it. Tzricha. Why? Because di tana abba v'avicha b'hakamer rabbanan delo matzi haderbei mishum da abba v'avicha chazul alma. Because these individuals, my father's puzzle to me, but he's kasher to everyone else, and your father's puzzle to you. But they're individuals who are objectively kosher. Just in this case, they are disqualified. So maybe in that case, you could retract in that situation. That seems to be counterintuitive, right? Rabbi Meir allows you to retract in a situation where these judges are actually normally pretty, they're good dayanim. The situation where one to two, which one is never good, so maybe in that situation, Oh, it's the other way around. I'm sorry. Maybe they'd be moda to Rabbi Meir. In the case of Abba Vavicha, where they're good dayanim in general, and that's the only time where Chachamim say you cannot retract. Because they're good people, and Kibbul Alayu, everything's final. But a situation where you accept one aid, kid two aidim, which is never good, and that situation is Kibbul Alayu, maybe Chachamim would agree, moda leli Rabbi Meir, that in this case you can retract. Kamash Malan from our Mishnah, once you're Kibbul Alayu chad, kibbe trei, that's final, even according to the Chachamim. Now, Iyashmin and Baha, Ba'akam and Rabbi Meir. Maybe only in our Mishnah, where there's an Eid Echad, is Kibetrei, where Eid Echad in general is not good, so maybe there Rabbi Meir allows you to retract. Aval Bahahi, be the case of the Abba Vavicha, where even though in this case the Abba Vavicha is possible, but elsewhere, they're Kasha Eidim, so maybe it's more of a firm type of Dayan, maybe this case, Eima Modi Lehu L'Rabbanan. Maybe in this case, Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbanan that you're not able to retract by Abba Vavicha, since they really are good Dayanim in general. Tzicha, that even in the case of Abba Vavicha, Rabbi Meir allows you to retract. Fine. So the Gemara now says, Hamid Katani Reisha, from the fact that Reisha says, Dayano v'seifa edav. So one case, the Mishnah talks about passing a dayan. The Sefer talks about the passing an aid. Alma dafka tekatani. It must be meant to be taken literally. Dafka. Why? Look at Rashi towards the top. Alma dafka katani. Midishani b'milsa. The fact that it changed the language, Dibidayanim Nakalashan Yachid, it says Dayano, one, and Be'edim Nakalashan Rabim, plural, sound like plural Ve'edav is Davka. Otherwise it should have said Ve'edo. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bibahu Va'acher Leposlan, so it's he and someone else are coming to disqualify it. What's going on here? Look at the next Rashi, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Seifa Gavi Edim, Bibahu Va'acher Leposlan. The Seifa is where the Edim, regarding Edim, where he, the individual, and another person is coming to disqualify him, to have a lutre, that's two people, the misade apsula umehemne. They're disqualifying him, they're saying that he, this guy's apostle, he's a karov, he's apostle, whatever the case might be. But dayanim bar karov shebesuya kido kimna. The apostle mamish kamar ela baina beidina ma'aya. So what's the situation here? To where they wanted the baidinim, and some other aid are coming to disqualify. So Reuven, let's say I'm Reuven, you're Shimon. So Reuven is coming along with some other aid to disqualify Shimon's Edom. That's the situation that's going on here. And that's why it says Edov, because two Edom are coming along to disqualify his Edom. Fine. So what's the Chiddush here? So the Chiddush is here that Kol, so that the Baal Din himself is able to disqualify one of the Edom, even though they're good Edom. So the Gemara says, again, let's backtrack. If the guy, if Reuven brings good Edom, so Shimon has no right to say, I don't like your Edom, get rid of them. Who is the Shimon to do this? So where it says, no, Shimon, if Shimon has got another party with him, some other aid, then Shimon, along with someone else, can disqualify the Edov of Reuven. He's allowed to. If he, again, any Edom could be knocked off as long as you have had Edom. So the Chiddush here is that the Baal Dinim are able to be mitzarif with some other aid to disqualify Shimon's Edom. So Gemara says, how does that make sense? Kol kamine no gebe edusahu. How is Reuven able to, along with some other aid, granted now you got two Edom against his Edom, but how can I as Reuven pass his Edom? I am no gebe edus. I want that to be, and you don't trust no gebe edus. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika, Kigon Shekara Lav Arer. So there's some level, there's some rumors about his Edom. So the Gemara says, Arar Demar. What are these rumors? What are these discussions about his Edom? So the Gemara says, Ile ma'ar di gazlanusa. If it says some rumors that he's a gazlan, ko kimine no gebe edusu. So still, even though there's some discussions about his status of being a gazlan, he has no right because in the end of the day, I'm no gebe edus. And I want to disqualify him. You can't trust my edus about him. So the Gemara says, no. Ela arar di pagamishpacha. That the rumors that this guy's a pramishpach, which means Rashi is Eved. He's an Eved. He comes from a family of Avadim that had not been freed, and he's disqualifying it. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Meir Asavar Hani, Amishpacha Kamasadi, V'iu Mimela Kapasil, and Rabbanan Tzavi, Sof Sof Nogeb Edesu. So this is a very important machlokis here. What's going on here? So he says, when I as Reuven and my other aid come disqualify your Edom, I'm saying he's got pramishpacha, he's an Eved. So, according to Rabbi Meir, I'm testifying about his status as being having no yichas. Nothing to do with him being an aid. Once we establish he has no yichas, so then in Meir we learn from that he's possible to become an aid. So it's not direct, and therefore that's not considered no gebe edus. But Rabbanan say you have to look at the overall picture. Since in the end of the day, my testimony about him about being an eved will ultimately mean he can't be an aid, so look at the whole picture. In essence, I'm testifying he can't be an aid, and I am considered no gea be'edus. That's the machlokes of Meir Rabbanan. I apologize, I didn't look into it further, but there are a lot of, there's a big discussion here, how this works and understanding the nature of no gea be'edus.
Is it basically a substantive argument about his ability to be a good aid or versus a technical?
It is a technicality.
I'm not saying whether he's a good aid or not. I'm just saying he's possible to be an aid from a technical perspective. Whether or not he actually could,
well, no
potential to give good aid.
No, but because any
versus
type of psul,
he's a liar.
You're right. But still, even a karov was a technicality that's still possible. So you're right. There's a distinction between a substantial disqualification versus a technicality of being a relative or being a eved or something. But I don't think there are any distinctions like that here in terms of the psul. The discussion here is when you say some guy's got some yichas, which is not directly related to the edus, but it will impact his ability to give edus, it's an indirect disqualification. So is an indirect disqualification considered no gebe edus? Now that's really what's coming down to, not because it's a technicality. Now, I think what you're saying is it's possible that any technicality by definition might be considered indirect disqualification. That might be, this would be then relevant to being a karav as well, perhaps. Maybe. Okay, this next piece is very hard. So let's go see what I can do here. So the Gemara says, now, Kiyasir Rav Dimon came back from Eretz Yisrael. He reported in Bavel the following. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes b'shtei kitei edim. The whole debate here is between two groups of edim. The Rabbi Meir Savar Tzarech Levarer, Rabbanan Savri Eino Tzarech Levarer. Abal Bekas Achaz Divri Akol Ein Yecholun Leposa. Okay, so we're going to need some Rashi's here. How are we doing with time? We're doing okay. So let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says halfway down the narrow lines, Machlokes b'shtei kitei edim. Shamar Baal Din b'fanenu. Yeshli shtei kitei edim b'davar. The Baal Din says, I've got two groups of edim here. Zehevi kat rishona v'amar halove v'achar v'amar psulin ha'hein. So first, one guy says, the mava brings edim, a group of edim, and the lova stands up and says, the lova along with some other person say, he's pasul. These edim are pasul. Tehash shalav kinogeb edisu. Sherei amar milva yeshli kat acharis. It's not really nogeb edis because the mava says, not to worry, I've got a second set of edim here. So that's not considered nogeb edis. Vim bikesh. Now, if he looks for the other set of edim and he can't find them, it's his loss. The mava loses out because the kesaver Rabbi Meir tzarech bal hadin levar lahamid al hemes called varav. He can't just be playing games here. If the mava says he's got two groups of edim, let him show he's got two groups of edim. And shetoin bevez and v'hani mifsalei afla edios acheres. And these edim who've been disqualified are possible in other testimonies as well. Vim bikesh v'mata kad acheres kishera. So now if the Malva finds that other kat of Edom, and they happen to be kosher, Ava Pisha Rishona Nifsala, even though the first kat that they brought were disqualified, Hare Bir Dvarav, he now has clarified his word, Shamar Lavim Vehevi Vehulo Dak Kidisavak Shik Shem Hayu. Fine. So according to Rabbi Meir Yold, you have to be Mevarer whatever you say. And therefore, when initially the Baal Dinim knock off the first kat of Edom, that's not called Nogeb Edis. But the Rabbanim back to the Gemara Savri, you don't have to clarify the words. So even though the Malva claims he's got two kat of Edim, it's possible he only has one kat of Edim. And therefore, even the first kat might be the only kat of Edim he has, and the other Bali Dinim, the Lova, cannot disqualify because it would be considered no Geba Edis. So the Gemara explains, of Abakas Achas, Divya Kol, Eina Yachal Apos. And everyone agrees you cannot, Eina Tzarech Levar. But when it comes to Karachas, when it comes to one group of the Malva says, I've only got one set of Edim, Divriakol, everybody agrees, Eino Chal Poslan, because that would be considered Nogeba Edis, Bein Rabbi Meir, Bein Lechachamim. We're good with that? Fine. So the Gemara now says, Amru Lefanov, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, they both said in front of him, Ein Sham Ela Karachas Mahu. If there's only one Kas, what's the din? So Ein Sham Ela Karachas. What's the question? The statement was clear. If they say the Baal Ves says, I've got only one aid, one kind of aidim, that's no one's allowed to disqualify him. So what exactly is Rav Ami Rav Asi asking here? So what it means is, Ela nimtes kasashnia krovim opsulin mahu. So if the Baal Ves says, I've got two kind of aidim, and the first one he comes and the Lova disqualifies the first set of Edom, he's allowed to, because not to worry, the Malva's got a second set. But now he brings a second set. And now the second set's the Apostle as well, or they're full of Krovim, whatever the Psul might be. So what's the Lacha now? So the Gemara says, Amar Lehem, Kvar He'idu Edom HaRishonim, it's done. Could you now retroactively say, since it turned out that the first Kat of Edom was the only Kat that was kosher for the Malva, now retroactively we should say the Psul of the Lova shouldn't be a good psul? The Gemara says no, because at that point he wasn't no gebe edis. The Lova thought that there's a second set of edim coming, so therefore we do trust the psul, the passling of the Lova. The Gemara now says ikadamri. There's another way this discussion goes. It goes as follows:
the passling of the first set of edim.
Yeah. Okay. So that's done, because at that point the Lova thought there was a second kind of edim that were coming along. So my passling of the first really wasn't accomplishing much. It's not considered no gebe edis. But when you turns out that the second kat was also pasul, maybe retroactively we should say now that it was no geba edus? No, because at that time he had this large vision of there being another kat. It's not considered no geba edus, and it would be considered a good disqualification of the edim harishonim according to Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says ikadamri. Others say it differently. Amar Rav Ashi, Kfar Heidu Edim Harishonim. They already testified it. So well, what's different here? Just simply that Rav Ashi says it as opposed to no name before?
Yeah.
Okay, there's no nafkamina here. Just simply who's saying the statement. Mara says, Neima b'plukta the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel come this week. Maybe they're arguing about the following machlokas. What's that? The Tanya. Habal lidon bishar b'chazaka, nidon bishar, divir Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer nidon b'chazaka. So let's say there's a discussion how you're going to view this case. Should you look at the shtar or should you look at the chazaka? Rabbi Meir said, rather Rabbi says to go based on the shtar, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says to go based on the chazaka. Should you look at Rashi here for some further clarification? Rashi says around 10 lines up, Habal lidon bishtar b'chazaka. So machzik b'karka, guy has chazaka on a property. Amalal chaver, his friend says to him, Malacha b'kan, what are you doing in my land? I'm like, what do you mean? Atamechartili, you sold it to me. I've been here for 3 years. But dain shtar mechir biyad, I've still got the shtar. So now what do you do? On one hand, you've got the shtar, you've got the sale agreement. And then on the other hand, the guy's got 3 years of chazaka. So which one do you try to clarify? Once or 3 years of chazaka, you don't need the shtar anymore. So need the mishtar. Akarchot, tarach lahavi mishtar. He says he's got the shtar, so he needs to bring the shtar. Present the shtar, vivar dvarav, and prove your honesty. Vimlo, matashtar, yafsid. If he doesn't have the shtar that he claimed to have had, he loses out. The chazaka doesn't work in the place of a shtar. The chazaka is only there to replace a shtar. But if you've got a shtar, there's no need for a chazaka. V'afagav the chazak v'mochom shtar kaima, kedami rabbana, not tlasach shanin mizari nish, b'shtar tve lo mizari. People only hold on to the shtar for 3 years. More than that, you don't hold on to the shtar, so chazaka could replace it. Well, in this case, came in the Amr Yesh Nubiyadi. The guy says, I got the shtar in my hand. Tarach Levar, he needs to clarify his words. Show, present the shtar. So that's the. So the
what? So how does it help? After 3 years.
No, if the guy happens to have. If the guy doesn't have the shtar, so his chazaka is good enough. If the guy has the shtar is the best proof.
Even after 3 years.
Even after 3 years, the shtar is the best proof, for sure. Yeah. So the halach is, so according to Rabbi, you need to present the shtar. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, show the chazaka, says Rashi, nidon b'chazaka. Mashma, akarcha yavi eidi chazaka, v'shtar lo mahani. No, you need the eidim of the chazaka. The shtar is useless. After 3 years of chazaka, we don't look at the shtar anymore. We need to look at the 3 years of chazaka. So the Gemara says now, back inside, v'avinam ba, b'chazaka v'lo b'shtar. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, a chazaka works, v'shtar doesn't work. It doesn't make any sense. The shtar is the best proof. So Ella, Ema'ach b'chazaka. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you could do either one. You could do based on the shtar, or you could go based on shnei chazaka. Either one is going to work. V'kaimelon, and we have a tradition, that b'tzarech levar pligi, that they're arguing about the whether or not you have to be mevar your words. Just like we said above, when Malva says, I've got shnei kitei edim, Rabbi Meir says, tzarech levar the words. You have to prove your words true. And therefore, that said, when the lover disqualified the first kind of Edim, he was not no gave Edis because we expected the Malva to bring the second kind of Edim, and Chachamim argued. So that's the same exact machlokas here as well. If he says, I have a star, Rabbi says, well, show the star. And Rashbag says, no, you don't have to show the star. It's fine. Ein tzarech levar advarav. If you have shnei chazaka, that's sufficient. Umar says, no, not true. Aliba de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel chulyam ala pligi. Within the world of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, everyone agrees that you don't have to be mevar the words. The whole machlokas is kipligi. When Rabbi Meir and Chachamim argue in the case of the Dayanim, that's arguing only in the world of Aliba de Rabbi. In the world of Rabbi, that when the guy says, I've got a star in addition to my chazaka, Rabbi says, show the star. So within that world is a machlokas. De Rabbi Meir ku Rabbi. Rabbi Meir says, just like Rabbi holds by a star, show the star, even though there's shnei chazaka. He says the same thing when the Malva says Yeshli Shnei Kitei Edim, show the Shnei Kitei Edim. That makes sense. That's very consistent. But come along Rabbanan and they say no. Rabban Amri Lecha Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Rehasim. Rabbi only says over there El B'Chazaka D'Mikach Shaka. So there's that connection. The Chazaka and Shtar are very much related. So once you're, you know, it requires a little bit more explanation. But somehow, since the Chazaka only comes because of the Shtar, and you've claimed you have the Shtar, show the Shtar. And without that Shtar, the Chazaka is meaningless. When it comes to Hani Edim, Lamikoch Edim Achrina Kasu. The first set of Edim and the second set of Edim have nothing to do with each other. There's no connection to each other. And therefore, even though he claimed to have had two Edim, the two set of Edim, doesn't mean he has to follow through with his words. And therefore, Afilu Rebbe Moda Deino Tzarech Levara. And therefore, even in this case here of the Edim, in this situation, even Rebbe will agree, you don't have to be Levara the words in the case of the Edim. Okay, we will stop here.